I want to give a warm welcome to Yoni Matas, honorary member of this year, and J.P. Berman, thanks for joining us. Yoni Fleischman, thanks for joining us. Aaron, welcome. Okay. Pritzadik Parshas Peshach. So let's start, in order to understand what Rav Tzadok is going to speak about today, we're going to talk about Kedushas Achila. We need to really understand how it ties into the Zaman in which we find ourselves. How the whole avoda of Chodesh Shvat is really to metaken the Inyan of Achila, which is a big Inyan in all of the Svarim HaKadoshim, and Rav Tzadok has a lot of writings about it. We'll see a few pieces from Rav Tzadok. But I thought, by way of Akdama, it would be important to see the words of the Or Gedaliah, Rav Gedaliah Shor. Rav Gedaliah Shor is explaining to us, in very simple terms, it's really based on Shem Yishmuel, as he says himself. He's explaining to us some of the deeper mysteries that are found in the Sefer Yetzirah. Okay, on the right-hand side of page 1, towards the bottom. Uv'Sefer Yetzirah, by the arrow. Uv'Sefer Yetzirah, miyuchas la'avram binu al ha'shalom. In the Sefer Yetzirah, we find the following. Yisal kol chodesh v'chodesh, keitzad ha'isa b'riyas ha'chodesh, ve'eiza os shayach v'chol chodesh. It describes in Sefer Yetzirah, which is attributed to Avram Avinu, one of the earliest Kabbalistic works, how every month has a corresponding letter, that every month has different kochos ha'nefesh, parts of the body, different mazel. V'al chodesh shvat amru himlich os tzayin, tzadi b'le'ita. For the month of Shvat, it says in Sefer Yetzirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the letter tzadi and attached it to the action of le'ita. Now what is le'ita? Le'ita means eating. But as we'll see in a few moments, it refers to a particular type of eating. In order to make sense of these deep words of the Sefer Yetzirah, he says we need to try to understand. We'll explain based in part on the Shem Yishmuel. We'll be marich. If you're wondering, where have I seen this word le'ita before? So perhaps you'll remind yourself that it says that when Esav came in and he presented himself before Yaakov, and he was quite famished, he was starving, he says to Yaakov, Haliteini namen adom hazeh. Right? Haliteini namen adom hazeh. Haliteini. What's le'ita? Le'ita obviously implies eating in a very gluttonous fashion. Le'ita means literally pour it down my throat. V'chein eviyu chazal, the Gemara says, V'vakama haliteyu l'rasha v'yamus. Ki ve'emes le'ita perusho achila. Le'ita, what does it mean? Says Rav Shor, it's underlined. Le'ita means eating. But the difference between le'ita, which is a gluttonous eating, and achila b'kedusha, is what is your intention? How do you eat? What's the kavana when you eat? What does it look like when you eat? Like many tzaddikim have said, right, the goal is to put the food into one's body, not to put one's body into the food. You see people sometimes they're hunched over their sandwich as if someone's about to rip it out of their hands. Right? There are great tzaddikim, and the Bnei Yisrael's Agra de Pirkei describes a hanhaga, a tzaddik, who is able to, and you see by tzaddikim, you ever sit by a tish, by a rabbi, you see, and they bring out the food and he's eating, you never see the rebbe leaning over the bowl of soup, even if it's something difficult to eat. You always wonder, how does he do that without, and I sit on my Shabbos, they're like pretending, just like curious, not pretending to be a rabbi, just, you know, like curious, how do you actually do that? Right? And like it always ends up in my lap. So whatever, so I stick my head back in the bowl and I enjoy my wife's chicken soup. But there's a certain hanhaga of a tzaddik, how he eats. There's a certain posture of how a ben Torah eats. Ki ve'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sidr olamo sha'adam tzarech l'chiyuso l'zonis nafsho. Of course we need to eat. That's part of our reality. Hu bilti zeh yefsho la'adam l'chayot. Ach movar ha'maycho ba'atzmo yesh inyan areva sameich. But it's interesting. What's interesting is, in addition to Hashem giving us food, Hashem also put a good taste into food. Now, why did Hashem have to do that? Hashem could have said, I'm going to give you these little pellets, and you have to eat them to survive, and it doesn't taste like anything. Why did Hashem make it that there's so many delicious, different types of food to enjoy in this world? The arevas ha'maychol sheyesh b'chol davar, the sweetness, the pleasure, the taste of food, hu be'emes l'tzarach ha'briya. It's an absolute necessity. Why? Ki mibiladei ha'arevas sheyesh b'maychol lohaya adam is'aveh klal ha'maychol. Because if Hashem didn't make food taste like anything, we wouldn't bother to stop to eat. Meaning that taivas achila is something that brings us to eat, which is a necessity for our existence. So Hashem in His kindness to ensure that we would take out the time from our busy schedule to eat, Hashem made it that eating should actually be a pleasurable experience. That's one of the kindnesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim lo haya adam is'ava l'maychol, lo haya adam ochel klal, v'lo haya rotza lechol klal, you'd have no desire to eat. Kim lo haya haseichol mechayiv she'asasik b'achila, because the mind wouldn't demand enough of him that he should be busy with this. Ki yesh bo hefsin mamon, hefsin zman. If it didn't taste like, if I didn't get anything, if it wasn't pleasurable, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money. A person would be lax about their eating. And of course, that would lead to illness and terrible disease. And I would look at these things with eyes that say, I'm not interested in that. That's for an animal. What do I need that for? There's three things in which man is like an animal. We eat and drink like animals. Turn the page. Hashem in his kindness made it that we should enjoy eating. He made it fun for us to eat. And first and foremost, we need to be thankful and recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in this way. Hashem wants us to be osik in olam hazeh. Obviously, we'll see in the right way. But Hashem is pulling us in, so to speak. He's tempting us with the taiva, with the delicious taste that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has imparted to the foods of this world. And as we'll see, today's shiur is going to be about Kedushas Achila Befrat. But it's really about how does a Jew elevate his taivas in general. Taivas Aguf, not only Achila. As he says here, all inyani olam hazeh are called achila. The things that we like to consume, the things that we like to enjoy in this world, it's all under the rubric of this code word achila. Uvekulam hichnis HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyan shel taiva b'chdei shi'asuk v'inyanim eilu sheim l'tzarech habriya v'yishav olam. The same thing is true, right? Like the famous Gemara in Maseches Yoma, they took away the taiva, the yetzer hara for arayos, and people stopped having children, animals stopped mating. So if not for the pleasure that comes with olam hazeh activities, whether it's eating, whether it's sexuality, intimacy, all of these things are called achila. If not for the fact that Hashem made it enjoyable, unfortunately man would be irresponsible in maintaining the natural seder of the world. Without it, the person, God forbid, could starve to death. Perish, kikach siva Hashem yisbach. Hashem commanded that man should have a desire for woman, and man should have a desire to have children. She is azek adam beilu advar. Kibila adal lo haya adam notel alav achrayis shel ish banim. Because if it wasn't a pleasure that a person got out of establishing a home, of being with one's wife, to produce children, so then a person would say, what do I need this for? We wouldn't take the responsibility upon ourselves to continue the world in that way. That which it says in Qualis Rabbah, Gamasa Olam, Natan Bilibam, Hashem placed the world into our hearts, perish lasuk binyani olam. She ilu lohaya yitzahara, lobana adam bayis, lonasa isha, person would never build a home, never get married. We'd never take responsibility for this world, if not for a certain yishmak that we get out of it. Now here's the punchline. I know it's a long piece, but here's the punchline, right where it's underlined. It's true that we need to eat. It's a necessity of our existence. And yet the goal is we have this little bit of a catch-22. On the one hand, Hashem made the food so sweet so that we would be tempted and we would interact with it. We would come to involve ourselves with it. At the same time, Hashem doesn't want us to lose ourselves in the pleasure. Hashem wants us to do it with a sense of achrayis, with a sense of mitzvah, with a sense of purpose. Lechol machbas kolach ha-mis'av ha-shi'ishbo. U'kvash ha-kosav tzadik ochel l'sov ha-nafsho. A tzadik eats to sustain himself. She'ikr achilas ha-tzadik u'avur kiyam ha-nefesh shalom. But a person who eats just for the taiva, nikra achilasim b'shem li'ita. And now you understand again why the challenge in the avodah of Chodesh Shvat, as defined long ago by the Sefer Yetzirah, is what? It's a month where we work on the action of li'ita. Do I eat like a Jew? Do I eat b'kedusha? Or do I fall, chas v'shalom, into that world of li'ita, of that gluttonous eating of Esav? Of the world that today is so much interested in food, and the beautification of food, right? As opposed to seeing food as a hecha timsa, to being a better Eved Hashem. What does it say in the Targum? How does the Unkelus translate? Haliteini na. When Esav says Haliteini na, how does Targum translate it? Va'at imini. Right? You see the Lashon Tam. It's all about the taste. It's all about the flavor. Esav says, pour it down my throat. I just want to absorb it as quickly as possible because I love the geshmak that I get out of eating. Shirotza b'tam adavar. V'zeo anikra b'shem l'ita. V'l'ita hu lashon yoser chazak mistam achila. V'nikra king kishaocha ba'ofen gashmi. When a person eats in an entirely gashmi fashion, that's called l'ita. Ki b'chol achila yesh ikr v'tafel, top of the column. Ki taiva hi rak. The only reason it's there is that a person should come to eat, like we've been saying all along. When we enter into that world of gluttonous eating, when it's all about the pleasure I get from the food, when I never stop to think I'm eating just so I can serve Hashem better, I can have strength to function and do mitzvahs. And serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that chas v'shalom, a person descends into that world of Esav, into that world of L'hita. Now, with Tu B'Shvat coming up, obviously, this is our shir to be mechin for Tu B'Shvat. But as we mentioned last week very briefly, we're also during the Yemei Shovavim. Right? The days of Shovavim are time for tikkun, not only tikkun achila, right? But more specifically, tikkun pegam habris. Tikkun in areas of sexual perversion. And they're very much related. Again, as he alluded to, that all of Taivas Olam Hazeh is called Achil. If you turn to page 3, Rav Tzadok has a kuntris. Rav Tzadok's Svarim are very difficult. As we learn them more and more, you'll see. And they have selected pieces that are easy. But Rav Tzadok's Svarim are very difficult. His language is very shorthand. Right? He has a kuntris that's printed as part of Pritzah. They're called Kuntris Eis HaOchel. It happens to be, it's a small kuntris, it happens to be pretty readable. It's pretty understandable. But Tzadik writes in Oz Beis, in Kuntres Eis HaOchel, which is all about Kedushas Achila, and he talks a lot about Pesach and Achilas Matzah, gets into many topics, but he writes in Oz Beis, Taivas Achila, and again, because I want this shir, not only, don't think of this just as a Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, Parshas B'Shalach shir, this is also a Shovim shir. And this is obviously a shir for life, how one can channel one's Taivos in a holy way. But says Rav Tzadik in Oz Beis, Taivas Achila v'Taivas HaMishkol Achayotin. Right, taivas achila, the pleasure that one gets from eating, and the taiva that one gets from sexuality, achayosim. They work hand in hand. There's a strong link between the two of them. The way that a person eats, with kedusha or not, is going to, again, be ma'orer certain taivas haguf. And that could lead into taiva of arayos. Shagam b'chol makom sh'ate motza gedra erva, sham nemar kedusha. And we know from Rashi on Chumash, wherever you find a fence protecting from arayos, you find kedusha. If you look back in Os Aleph, says Rav Tzadok, just the first few words, ha precious me'achila nikra kedusha. So if separating and controlling one's taiva for food is called kedusha, and we find Chazal say that wherever you find offense to erva, you find kedusha. So one of the ways that a person guards himself from arayos, from becoming a sexually perverse person, controlling one's shmiras einayim and shmiras habris v'chulu, is through controlling the type of food that I put into my body. A person has to eat. A person doesn't have to look at inappropriate things. A person doesn't have to be nichshol in averos of the guf when it comes to sexual matters. Right? But a person has to eat. So, memela, I have to engage in it. So how am I going to engage in it? Can I do it b'kedusha? That's going to be very helpful for a person. If I don't do it b'kedusha, then it's going to force me into areas of iser. Again, both with regard to achila and with regard to other titles. And he continues by the second arrow. U'mechuna gam kein b'shem achila. It's interesting, in Tanakh we find that arayos is referred to as achila. Where do we find that? Ki amalecha masher hu ocha. Where's that pasuk? Aishas Potiphar. Yosef was in charge of everything except for the bread that he eats, says Rashi. Except for his wife. Stay away from my wife. That was the one thing that Potiphar was worried about. How about this pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed? Achla umachasa piha. What's that referring to? As opposed to the next parak in Mishlei, which is Eishes Chayil and describes the woman of valor, right? Mishlei also describes at length the Eishes Zanunim, the woman, the prostitute who's tempting a person. And how does it describe her? Achla umachta piya. Again, a lashon of achila. V'divrei Rabbi Hoseinu zal b'ksubis, as we'll see in Ksubis. Ocheles imo leile Shabbos. Ocheles, she eats with him on Leil Shabbos. Which means that it's a time for a husband and wife to be together. Tzadikim, the Gemara says, we're together. Husband and wife in an intimate fashion on Leil Shabbos on Friday night. V'amrinam bereish sota, haroi sota b'kilkula. If you see the sota, a woman who got swept up by a rayos, what should you do? Yazir atzmo min hayayin. You should distance yourself from what? From too much eating, from too much drinking. Look how it leads to a levity that could lead to sin. Ratzal lomer shekashiyira kilkul taiva zo yasim leiv lisbonin gam kein al kilkul ashniya. Go when you see that there's a kilkul in arayos. So don't just think, well, what's with all the arayos? Ask yourself, what's with all my achila? What's with all my gashmis in connection to Olam Haza Bechlal? Ligdur atzo imenu v'yazir atzo minayayin. Ibn Namar, and he concludes with the pasuk in Yoel. The pasuk says, he quotes it, v'yimkru, but I looked up the pasuk last night. It's v'yitnu hayeled bazona v'hayalda machru v'yayin. A child was sold for his nus, and a girl was sold for wine. Again, this relationship, that the two things that are always tugging at us and pulling at us into Olam Haza are achila and arayos. Sheshneim nimshachim zeh mizeh. They're drawn one from another, like it says at the end of Maseches Gittin, medam zevuv beka'ar lesota. A fly in your soup is like a woman who commits an adulterous act. So this is the avoda of Shvat, and this is the avoda of the Yemei Shovavim. And this is really what a person goes to on a very practical level in the winter months. In the winter months when you're cold, the taiva to stay in bed is that much more, much stronger. The taiva to make the guf feel good. Right? On a cold day, to get something nice to eat, a nice warm beverage, and to have something to eat, you feel it in a different way. Your body doesn't necessarily need it as much in the summer. But there's something about the winter months where the body just likes to feel safe and secure and comfortable. And that's what the Maor V'Shemesh writes on page 4. Rav Kalanim Iskalman and Halevi Epstein, the Maor V'Shemesh, he writes in his Ramazim on Tu B'Shvat, in the bottom of the right-hand column, V'nei miteva adam, shebiyamos achorev ha-maychal arev lo, v'tayivas ha-achila miskaber yoser mibiyamos ha-chama. Interesting. In the winter months, there's much more of a longing, a pull, for taivas achila. The body wants to feel warmed up and to feel strong and strengthened despite the coldness and the harshness of the winter. Much more so than in the summer months. And I was thinking last night, I jotted it down at the bottom of the page for you. The same thing is true when it comes to arayos. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel that it was in the 10th month that Achashverosh took Esther. Why dafka in the 10th month? Chodesh Teves. So says the Gemara, Chodesh Teves, Yerach Shenene Haguf Min Haguf. When it's cold outside, right, and Achashverosh was being intimate with Esther, there was an added pleasure he found. And that's why he fell in love with Esther. It happened to be that her time with Achashverosh fell out in the winter months. Because again, in the winter months, there's a certain Taivas Haguf. The Guf wants to feel protected, wants to feel comfortable, despite, again, the harsh weather outside. In the summer, because it's so hot, your body doesn't enjoy it as much to eat. Says the more of a shemesh. The truth is, if it's really, really cold, right, you might even be too cold to even get out of bed to get yourself something to eat, even if you're hungry. You can't even pick yourself up. If it's too hot, you're not going to want to eat. If it's really, really cold, you're also not going to want to eat. When does a person enjoy food the best? When the cold is starting to end, it's not too hot out, it's not freezing out, right? It's Chodesh Shvat. When the winter is finally starting to give way, the things blossoming again, that's what Tu B'Shvat's all about. Achein b'chodesh shvat, shechozek akor mismayit ksat. When the winter is a little bit starting to let go of its grip. Azayinam ha'odam b'achilaso yosem b'shar yimos hashana. This is the time of the year. He says, naturally. Besides the fact that long ago, Sefer Yetzirah said, chodesh shvat is the koach of l'ita. But says the Maor V'Shemesh very practically. Chodesh shvat is a time when you're going to enjoy food more. And therefore, it's a time to be metake in this inyan. V'alkein oz b'chodesh shvat. Ha'is ha'yoser nachon limshol al ta'avaso. Shelo l'malos ta'avaso b'machalim. It's dafka this time when one could get the most pleasure. That a person can dafka work on this. And try not to get pleasure out of the achila. That I shouldn't eat solely for the achila. V'ayidei zesh mekadesh atzmo b'mutter lo. V'shover ta'avaso. U'magbir aseichel al ha'chomer. When he elevates his neshama over his guf. Ayidei zeh u'mamshech be'is ha'zos. Chiyos chodesh al You, Basar V'dam, Chelek Elokam Imam, a Jew with a neshama. When we act in an elevated fashion, in a physical fashion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses us as a means of injecting new life, new chiyus, new energy into all of the universe. Domeim, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber. Uva ilanos nikar zos, the trees, we can see it happening with our eyes, starting to come alive again. Shemei ozva Allah mekablin koch lilav lev ulis notitz. We see the trees starting to blossom, starting to sprout. And it's all, again, it's an achrayus that's being placed upon man to eat in a holy way so that the bria can renew itself. A person needs to eat. Food sustains us. But to renew ourselves in a healthy and appropriate way. This week's parsha, we encountered the man for the first time. And the man, of course, is the paradigm of Kedusha Ba'achila. The man was, according to the Ramban, Ziv HaShchinosh Nisgashim. It was Ki'ilu, you were eating Kiviyochel, Shechina, whatever that means. Right, very holy eating. Gemara in Yoma says a person didn't go to the bathroom when he ate the man. There's an interesting machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Netziv. When a person ate the man, did you even feel full? Did you have that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I ate too much, right? Like Friday night after a big Shabbos meal, you pass out on the couch, right? And you're like, oh, I wanted to learn a little tonight. I was going to chazer ksuvis, but I'm done now. Right, did the man make you feel that way? It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. Or did the man, did it satiate you in such a way that you felt satisfied, but you didn't at all feel like heavy from it? That's a machlokas, the Chazon Ish and the Netziv have in their writings. But the man is the paradigm of Kedusha Sachila. So now we come to Rav Tzadok once again on page 5 in the Pre-Tzadik, this week's Parsha, in Os Beis. We'll start from the arrow on the right-hand side. Picking up in the middle of the piece, he's explaining what exactly happened. The Jews left Mitzrayim and Paro was all upset. Why was Paro upset? Did Paro really think he could still control the Jews after everything he saw? But then he quotes a Mechilta. U'masik b'Mechilta. Mikan v'chulu. Shelo nidna Torah lidrosh el la'ochle aman. If you want to be successful in Torah, if you want to be successful in Torah, Torah was only given to be expounded by those who ate the man. Vishniyam lahem, ochle truma. And the second best state to be in, if you want to be someone who's successful in Torah, is a kohen who eats truma. Why? Says Rav Tzadok, v'kvar amarnu da mechuvan, sheliyos hadivrei Torah nivla b'leva adam. Tzarech liyos achila b'kedusha. Says Rav Tzadok in this week's parasha. If you want to be successful in learning ksuvis, you need to eat b'kedusha. And I know lunch is after ksuvis shir. So you have to eat lunch at 1 o'clock with kavana for the next day. That you should be able to learn. And all the learning that you go through over the course of your day should be able to be absorbed into your heart. Nivla belev. Kamosha amur betana de be'al yahweh. He quotes a medrash. Happens to be that Tosos in our mezechta, ksuvis kuf dalet amin aleph, quotes this medrash. It's a small Tosos, but it's an important Tosos to know. V'im lo zacha adam al divrei Torah sheyichdesu l'toch meyav, mikol makom yavakesh rachamim al achila v'shtia harbe, shalo yichdesu l'toch meyav. Amazing tefillah from Tana de Be'al Yah. Tosos and Ksubas, kufdal d'marav. You look it up, you'll see it yourself. Quotes this. Before a person davens that I should be zocha to have Torah absorbed into my body, you know what I should first daven for? Halavai. Halavai, I shouldn't cause too much eating and drinking to enter my body. And Rav Tzadok says, because halba hatalia, they're connected to one another. If I eat properly, then I'll learn properly. And if I eat like a pig, then I'm not going to be able to learn. My body becomes too much, it's too megushim. It's not able to absorb the Torah in a proper way. And the man, of course, leads to success in Torah, leads to Kabbalah, so Torah. Why? Because the man was achila b'kedusha, it's lechem min hashamayim. V'chein achilas truma, what does the Medrash say? The second best thing to eat? Truma, again, you're eating food, which its very definition is a mitzvah. It's a Michael Kodesh, says Rav Tzadok. V'nikres avoda, eating truma, think about it. The Kohen's eating truma, what does that mean? It means eating the same slice of bread that you're eating. Except, right, if we had spiritual eyes, we would see that this truma is glowing, and my slice of bread looks regular. Right? But pnimius, it's a different quality. It looks like a loaf of bread. Truma doesn't look like some funny type of food. Truma looks like regular food. And yet when a person eats it, it's called what? Avoda, says Rav Tzadok. Nikras avoda. Kamosha Amri quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. Asu achilas truma begvulin, kavodas beis hamikdash. When a Kohen eats truma outside the beis hamikdash, which he's allowed to do, right? When a Kohen eats Truma, it's like he's doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the story over there in the Gemara? It's a great story. Rabbi Tarfon one night missed night sitter. Rabbi Tarfon was caught. Rabbi Tarfon missed night sitter. The next morning, he came to the Beis Medrash. I said, no, Rabbi Tarfon, where were you last night? You missed night sitter. He says, his response was, Avodah Avadati. I was in the middle of an Avodah. What was the Avodah? So he said, I was eating Truma. I was eating truma. That was my avodah. It was a kohen. I was eating truma, right? And then he goes on and he proves that eating truma is called avodah, and that's where the Gemara uses this line that what? That truma begvulin ka avodah space of mikdash. Truma outside the mikdash is no less than a kohen serving in the base of mikdash. So I couldn't come to night seder last night. Why? Because I had to eat truma. All the mafarshim ask on the Gemara. Hold on a second. It's not a mitzvah that can't wait. So come to night seder and then eat truma at a different time. What heter does a person have to give up on Talmud Torah, connected Kula, to eat Truma, which is still, it's not going to expire, you still have time to eat the Truma? Okay, that's a question that the Netziv and the Shiltos is dealing with, and other Mepharshim are dealing with, very clever and interesting answers that they give. But now back to Klal Yisrael. So we were on this journey eating the man. The man which is an achila b'kedusha. It's the best food, even better than truma. It has to be, if we want to not get sucked back into Mitzrayim, if we want to be able to stand next week's parsha by Kabbalah Satorah, it has to be the hachana for that. The hachana for Kabbalah Satorah is what? It's achila b'kedusha. And that's why Klal Yisrael had to go on this whole journey through the midbar to eat the man. And if you'll ask, they only had to journey because of what happened by the chayit. So if Tzadik says they could have eaten for less time, then they had to eat for more time. But the bottom line is a Jew needs to eat the kedusha if he wants to be makabel the Torah. And if Tzadik concludes the piece, I'll just share it with you outside. If Tzadik says, and this is the reason, this is the minhag Yisrael, why often, very often, certainly in some communities more often than others, when a young man gets married, his parents or his in-laws support him for a number of years, so that he can focus just on learning. Why? Because if he wants to build a new home, if he wants to build a bayis nevun b'Yisrael, right? He has to start off his life, and this is the ikra life, living husband and wife. That's when you find the other half of yourself. Now you're a complete person, and you're living the ideal fashion. You have to be able to what? To eat without any of the burden of parnassah. And that's begeder achilas haman, says Rav Tzadik. When someone else is supplying, when the parents are providing for their child, because they just want their child to shteig and to continue to learn for a few years before he goes out to the workforce. Those parents are doing a tremendous mitzvah of feeding their children man, that they should be able to concentrate just on their Torah, that their achila should allow the Torah, the kedusha, that the Torah should be able to be absorbed into their flesh and blood. And it's a tremendous mitzvah, says their Tzadik. And this is where the minhag Yisrael of parents providing for their children comes from. It's not just that it's a reality that young couples often need help. Right? No, it's based on a deep kavana that they should be able, after the chasna, to sit for years, to be osek in Torah, that the Torah should be absorbed into their flesh and blood. And from then, afterwards, when they go out to the work world, they'll have a foundation of Torah that was what? That was nivla b'liba, that was absorbed into the very essence of their being. In the biography of Rav Tzadok, one of the Hebrew biographies of Rav Tzadok, I quoted earlier this week from Rav Avram Tzvi Bromberg, Avram Yitzchak Bromberg, I'm sorry. I told you he has little svarim, little biographies, quoted from the Imre Ames. So he has a volume on Rav Tzadok, which I'm zochet to have. Type of sefer you find in a used bookstore. The series is called Migdolei HaTorah VaChasidus, and each one's on a different tzaddik, a different rebbe, different great Torah personalities. So in the volume on Rav Tzadok, I wanted to show you that Rav Tzadok practiced what he preached. Rav Tzadok speaks a lot about Kedusha Sachila. A lot about Kedusha Sachila. And Rav Tzadok was a person who was very much Porish from Olam Hazeh. Again, maybe this is not for each and every one of us, but we still need to learn from it and be impressed by it. Starting on the left, on the right hand side by the first down. Who misnag b'yeser chasidus u'prishus. Rav Tzadok, it says in this biography on page 42, Rav Tzadok acted with great chasidus and prishus. Chadal milechol basar. He hardly ate meat. He refrained from eating meat. Chutz me'asher b'shabiz v'sudas mitzvah la'at la'at. A little bit here and there, the Sudas Mitzvah. He dearest Atzma, we call Ochel v'lo Tam Davar. Right? He would be Tam Neder. He would refrain from eating anything. Novad b'Sudas Mitzvah. At Shenoda Hadavar l'Rabbo, his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Who's Rebbe? The Ishvitzer Rebbe heard what his disciple, what his Chassid was doing, or Tzadik was doing. The Gazer Olav Sheisod b'Chol Laila Ruchas Erev. And he commanded him. As your rabbi, I command you, you have to eat dinner every night. Okay. Vespekudas rabo shamar, he guarded the words of his rabbi by his soed asudas ha'erev, v'yachshava lesudas mitzvah, v'nigzer shabbos. Now it's a mitzvah. Now every time I eat, I'm fulfilling the words of the chachamim. V'chasidim homer shayinoik lomar kodim asuda, Rav Tzadok would say the following declaration. Hareini ho lech lekayim mitzvahs leshmoa direi chachamim. That's how he would start his meal. I'm now being mekayim the mitzvah of listening to the rabbis, to the sages. Right? My rabbi told me I have to eat. Look what it says next. Uvechol yom hayim misayim mesechta v'osa sudasiyam v'lo achol ad shalosiyam es mesechta. Imagine that. Rav Tzadok would not eat every single day of his life. He would not put food into his mouth until first he was misayim or mesechta. He would say, make a siyam, and then it was a sudas mitzvah and he would eat. Unbelievable. Crazy. This was absolute by him. Every Shabbos, he would learn cover to cover, Mesechta Shabbos and Mesechta Erevin. Again, these are unfathomable things to us. As Minhago, and he explained as follows. Anyone who understands anything about what it means to be a God-fearing Jew, this is the starting point of everything. Like it says in Tanit Be'elio, that Tosfos again in Ksubas Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Before you daven that food should go into your body, daven that you shouldn't have too much food in your body. Kamo Yitzel Rabbeinu HaKadosh, just like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who had all of the pleasures of this world, he was exceptionally wealthy, and yet he was able to declare about himself that I wasn't nana from anything in this world. I was able to control myself. This is Kedusha. Like Rav Sadik told us in Kudras Eis HaOchel in Os Alach, like we saw a few moments ago. The definition of Kedusha is defined by a person's attitude towards eating. The Majid Terebi, in the back of the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, there's a small section called Kolei Oraisa, where he goes through beautiful, short Mamari Chazal, and he says, short Chassidus Avard Lach on them, but each one is not just Avard. Each one is on Haga and how a Jew has to live his life. And he says a beautiful pshat in the Maimar Chazal, Ein Kiddush Eleva Makum Suda. It's a halachic principle in Mesechas Pesachim, that a person makes Kiddush in the place of Suda. Right? How that plays itself out on Shabbos morning, there's a lot of discussion about that. Right? But it's a halachic principle. Says the Majid Terebi, Rabbi Yisrael of Majid, the first Majid Terebi, Yesh lefarish al inyan kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lecha. A person should makadesh himself in that which is permitted to him. What's a lomar? Ein kiddush, ela b'makum suda, perish, ein ikar kiddush, lekadesh atzma b'mutar lo, ela b'makum suda. What a beautiful var. Ein kiddush, kedusha is found where? You think there's a lot of areas in life that require kedusha, but where does it start? Where's the ikar kedusha? Ein kiddush. The essence of kiddush, the essence of kedusha is where? B'makum suda. Haynu b'shas achila k'mashmo, pashat pshat. When a person is eating, that is the main place for a person to be mekadesh himself. The Zohar refers to a person sitting down to a meal, not to scare you, but the Zohar refers to a person sitting down to a meal as a base milchama. You're going out to war. It's a battle against the Yetzer Hara. It's a given. It's a shas milchama. That's why the word lechem is milashon milchama. Because it's a battle. When a person puts food in his body, it's a battleground. Says Rav Tzaduk, says the Divrei Yisrael. So when a person ain't kiddush al makom suda k'mashmo pashup shat, when you eat, that's a very essential place to be makadish oneself, and also achila, like we said before, rishas hazivug shenikra gam kein achila. When it comes to matters of sexuality, of intimacy, that's also called achila. Like he quotes the pasuk again, ki malachem asher hu ochel karen alo vayochel lachem. Where's that pasuk? Call to him and let him eat bread. When Yisro says to his daughters, right, that mitzvah man saved you, invite him to eat bread. What do we mean invite him to eat bread? Maybe he'll marry one of you. So again, you see that achila is used as a code word for a marital relationship. Ki adua v'havein, and this is the secret of ein kiddush el makom suda. All kedusha depends on the way that we eat. And all averos depend on the way that we eat. Chas v'shalom lehefech. Rav Tzaduk in his Machshavas Charutz on page 8. Machshavas Charutz. Difficult sefer. In Osu Tes, in Sif Katan, Mem Aleph. Very short, in the bottom left-hand corner. Says Rav Tzaduk, very straight. Vascholas kol ra'u al yedei taivas achil. The same way in Kiddush al makom suda, all Kiddusha depends on eating. The beginning of all evil in this world starts with what? With achila. Shebezal yisa vascholas chet harishon. And he says, in that, yes, that is the origin of all sin. When Chava looked at the tree, and it's tasty, she desires to eat, and Adam and Chava eat, and the world is destroyed by that. The world comes crashing down because of that pagam and achila. Says Rav Tzaduk, yes, haschalas kol ra, on a personal level, and on a klal Yisrael, on a world level. The beginning of all evil in this world starts with something as innocent, so to speak, as eating. And that's what Tu B'Shvat's all about. Tu B'Shvat's all about what? Rosh Hashanah Li'ilan. All the Sefer Chassidus say, why doesn't it say Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos? So Rav Tzaddik writes by Tu B'Shvat because it's referring to the Ilan, the original Ilan. It's Rosh Hashanah Li'ilan. It's a time to mitakin. Chodesh Shvat is Tikkun Achila. To mitakin all the way back to Adam HaRishon. That Achila that brought death to the world. Yaakov Vinu Lo Meis. I once heard from Rabbi Eitan Feiner. Where's the Gemara of Yaakov Vinu Lo Meis? Anyone know? The Gemara that says Yaakov Avinu never died. Tanis. So I once heard from Rabbi Eitan Feiner, why is the Maimer Chazal Yaakov Avinu lo meis in Maseches Tanis? Because again, Tanis means a person who refrains from Achila. And Achila brings death to the world. That's the origin of death in this world. And therefore, Rabbi Eitan Feiner. And therefore, a person who is Porish from Achila, Tanis, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. You become a Yisrael, you become a Yaakov, you become connected to Klal Yisrael, to the Shorish Nishmaslan Shal Yisrael, that has the ability to be above this world, to not be bound by Misa. And again, if you think this is just an idea that's found in Sefer Chassidus, you're wrong. You're wrong. You go back to the Rishon and you find the exact same thing. In the Sefer Achinach, on page 9, Sefer Achinach, in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, and if you'll allow me to darshan, I think it'll be obvious to all of us. Rav Tzadok writes that every siman in Shulchan Aruch is also Bashkacha Pratis. There's a reason that a particular halacha falls out in a particular chapter. We find that by many of the Rishonim, they were Bali Ruach HaKodesh, whether they even understood what they were writing or not, it doesn't matter. But you're able to darshan it up. So I'll darshan it up. Why is it that Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, 248, is the mitzvah of don't eat in a gluttonous fashion? Shalo lechel kizolel v'sovet. Why is that? Why is that mitzvah 248? Because the Ramach Evarim, the 248 limbs of the body. Because achila, which determines what the entire structure of my body is, right, my physical makeup, it also determines the entire spiritual makeup.
What's the mitzvah it says?
Mitzvah number 248. You can see right on the top. Shalo lechol kizolel v'sovet. Not to eat in a gluttonous fashion. And look what the Sefer Achinach writes in the middle of the page. Mishar Shea Mitzvah. Why did Hashem give us this mitzvah? Lefi Sherov Chatos B'nei Adam Yasu Besibas Riboy Hachil Vashtia. Most sin. This isn't Rav Tzadok talking 100 years ago. This is the Sefer Achinach talking. One of the Rishonim. That most sin comes about in this world because of too much eating and drinking. You have a little too much to eat, a little too much to drink, you're a little too confident, right? You're feeling a little too capable, you feel empowered, and that becomes the first step to rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to entering into a world of chet. Kamosha Kosef, like it says in Devarim Perek Lamed Beis, Vayishamein Yeshurin Vayivat. Right? Yeshurin, Klal Yisrael, became shamein, became fat, became satiated, became comfortable, Vayivat, and they rejected a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Continuation of that same pasuk, Vachain, Shamanta Avisa Kasisa, Vayitosh Eloha Aso. Right? Again, shamanta, a person became comfortable, became fat, and next thing you know, you start to forget the God who created you. This is the danger of achila. And therefore, the Gemara says in Brachos, Migarm lecha shetivati bi. The Gemara tells the story of an animal that kicked its master. Why did you kick me? Karshina shechalticha. I guess I'm feeding you too much. You're feeling that you're the baal bayis now. That the animal can kick back at its master. Not forgetting the hand that you know that fed it. V'derech klal amru male kresa zani bisha. Gemara says klamar. What does that mean in Maseches Brachos? Achar milei akeres. You fill your stomach. Yavo ben adam lasos chataim rav. A person comes to do sins. And Sefer Achinach goes on and says, this is the struggle. On the one hand, man is made up of guf, and on the one hand, man is made up of nefesh, and there's a battle between the two. And he says where it's underlined. Va nefesh va chomer hafachim gemurim. They're opposites. Something that I need so much of, achila, is yet so much against the true essence of my being, which is what? Which is my nefesh. And therefore he concludes, tzadik ochel lesova nafsho, like it says in Mishlei Perek Yud Gimel, a tzadik eats to sustain himself, and for no other reason. No, for no other reason. So how does a person do this? Let's talk practical now, we only have a couple minutes left. How does a person actually do this? Kedushas achila. You read Ma'isim of Tzadikim, it can be very confusing. In the Shivchei Aran, from Rabbi Nachman. It describes how Rabbi Nachman as a young child decided at a young age that he's not going to chew when he eats. He's going to swallow things whole. And it became dangerous. It became physically dangerous for him. But he didn't want to enjoy the taste of food, so he swallowed things without chewing very much. That's what Rabbi Nachman did. Is that for us? That's not for us. The truth is, that's really the answer, the secret to the word le'ita. What does le'ita mean? Le'ita means pour it down my throat. So Rav Tzadok writes, again, you don't have it in front of you, but in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he writes, that Le'ita, the avoda of this month, Le'ita is negative. We think Le'ita is Esav. Halitaini namen, adom adom azeh. Le'ita has a positive side also. Why do I want to pour it straight down my throat? One of two reasons. Either I can't wait to eat. I love food so much that pours straight down my throat. That's bad. That's Esav. There's another reason why a person swallows it straight down without chewing. Why? Because he wants to be mamayit, the pleasure. Right? So it's all the grace by Rosh Chodesh Shvat. L'ita for this month is not, don't think it only in a negative sense. L'ita means swallow your food without chewing. Right? Is that for us? Like Rabbi Nachman described as a young boy at the beginning of Shiv Chayran, is that for us? And if you think again, it's a chassidish zach, I'll tell you an amazing thing. Rav Hanach Teller, right? You've heard of Rav Hanach Teller, the storyteller? He has a book called Soul Survivors. In Soul Survivors on page 203, he says the following. Rabbi Akiva Eger, not chassidish at all. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his later years, lost his voice, wasn't able to talk. And it was getting worse and worse. By the time Rabbi Akiva Eger was 76 years old, he could not speak at all. And shortly before he lost his voice, permanently, he said to his doctor, I know why I'm losing my voice. Why? He says, because since I've been a young man, I wanted to be my taiva for achila. And therefore, instead of chewing so much, I often would swallow things. And I think it's affected my throat, and that's why I'm not able to speak at this point. Okay? So you have tzaddikim on all ends of the spectrum who had such an hug. Is that for us? Rabbi says, is that for us? I think we should all confidently say, that's not for us.
No way.
That's not for us. So what do we do? So what do we do? You read stories of tzaddikim and they're preachers. What's up? I'm going to make a siyum every morning before I drink my coffee. I say, what am I supposed to do? Halacha l'maisa, practical. What are some eitzas that are shayich for the door ikvus of the Mashiach? For people like ourselves? No? Any thoughts?
Then a little Torah.
So I'll offer a couple pashut pieces of advice.
Go to the cafe.
You don't have to fast. You don't have to swallow your food without chewing. But maybe a little restraint. Maybe a little restraint goes a long way. The Slonim Rebbe, the first Slonim Rebbe on page 10, the Yesod HaAvodah. We're going to move quickly because we don't have a lot of time. The Yesod HaAvodah quotes in Chela Gimel Perek Hay. Begidre Achila. Kosov HaRaivit. Quotes in the Raivit. Mi Shemafsik Be'emsa Taivaso V'Achila. Umonea As Atzmo Od Me'oso Meichel Ha'arivlo. If you're in the middle of eating and you're enjoying it so much and you say, you know what? It's enough. But there's still 5 bites of ice cream in the bowl. And then you get really from, but it's going to be baltashkes if I throw it out. Right? All the stars say, it's not baltashkes. If you stop eating because you know you've had enough, and you're just eating because of taiva, and you're porish in that moment, if you hold back, when your mom is in it, nechshav lo kmo taivas. Okay? You have the Slonim Rebbe, citing from the Ravid, that a person who can stop a little bit while he's eating, so a person thinks, what's the big, that's not so hard. Yeah, try. And then tell me it's not so hard. Try it. It's nechshav lo kmo taivas. It's kiyulo, a person is engaged in a full day of fast.
Can you speak that one time?
A person who's in the middle of taivas achila, he's enjoying a good meal, and he holds back, he stops in the middle, he refrains from let's say finishing those last few bites. Nechshav lo kmo taivas is like a fast day for that person. It's a chashav thing. That's an eitzah that I think we can actually do. In the Nesiv HaShalom on page 11, in his Kuntres on Chinuch, he says it's so important to train children from a young age to control their taivas. And he tells the story of Rav Shlomo, with Rav Shlomo Karlina by the second arrow on page 11. When Rav Shlomo Karlina was a young boy, he was standing there with a cookie in his hand. Picture this little tzaddik, Rav Shlomo Karlina, his little boy, standing with a cookie, crying his eyes out. Ubacha. He's crying. Someone comes over and, why are you crying, young child? Because I'm starving. So the fellow says to him, maybe you didn't realize you have a cookie in your hand. Right? Eat something. You're holding a cookie in your hand. Ana? Shekach kibo mirabosaf. Kimasha rotsim asar. He says, I can't eat it because I want to eat it too badly. As a little boy. And if I can't say no, if I can't restrain myself a little bit, if I have to eat this cookie, right, if I'm giving it, then my guf is controlling my nefesh. And then I'm not living in the ikra, I'm living in the tafel. This is brought halacha lemaisa. Again, you think it's a Slonim Rebbe, it's a Ravid. The Mishnah Berurah brings it halacha lemaisa. Okay? In case anyone wants to know, is this just again a hadhaga tova? This is halacha lemaisa, way to live one's life. In Hilchos Tanis, the Mishnah Berurah brings in Tafkuf Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Beis. He's quoting from the Magen Avraham, who quotes from Sifrei Musar. Because of Sifrei Musar, Dim Be'emsa Achilaso Be'ochu Mes'ava Lecho Moshech. If a person who's in the middle of eating is Moshech Yadav Imenu, he pulls back and he stops eating, Zenechshav Gamkein L'Siguf. This is considered what? Afflicting one's body. A person thinks, I need to go roll around in the ice and in the snow in order to cleanse my body, right? Like you read in some real old Svarim from Big Tzaddikim. That's not for us. You know what's for us? Take one last bite of your food. And says the Chavetz Chaim, Halacha L'maisa, it's in the Mishnah Berurah, this is not a Musar Sefer, it's Halacha L'maisa, it's considered Siguf U'mischaprim Avonosav. And it's a massive Tikkun. And we shouldn't downplay it. We shouldn't think it's a small thing. This is piece of advice number one. A little bit of restraint goes a long way. Piece of advice number two. How about we ask ourselves just a drop. Again, a drop. Why am I eating? Posture. I'm talking like Rambam, Hilchos Deos. Like think for 1 second before you eat that I'm eating in order to sustain my body. Posture. That's not so hard. It's not saying don't eat. It's not saying swallow the food whole. It's saying take 2 seconds before you eat, before you make a bracha, 2 seconds. It's saying, I'm eating in order to strengthen my body to serve Hashem. Do you realize how different your achila would be if you did something like that? You remember the Maisa with Rav Asher of Stolen? I'm sure we've heard this. And those who were here last year, we had it in the Sfas Emesher. Shir number 25, we had this. But I couldn't not share the story again. It's from the Sefer Mar B'Chaim on page 13. It's an old story. But he brings it in the Mar B'Chaim of Avraham Chaim Brim. I'll tell it to you outside. Rav Asher of Stolen one time, he picks up an apple. Right? He asks one of the Hasidim, he asks the Shamash to bring him an apple. And one of the Hasidim sees Rav Asher of Stolen sitting there eating the apple. And he starts thinking to himself, no, the Rebbe eats an apple, I also eat apples. So what makes him a Rebbe and me a regular guy? And before he can even say anything, the Rebbe comes over and he says, I know what you're thinking, and let me tell you the difference between the two of us. Right? And there's different schalas exactly, but the punchline basically is as follows. He says, the difference between the two of us is that you make a bracha because you want to eat the apple. Right? I eat the apple because I want to make the bracha. That's a big difference. And that's why I'm the Rebbe. And you're just a beginner chassid. Why do I eat? Do I eat for the food? Is the bracha just like get it out of the way so I can get to what I really want, which is food? Or maybe take a second and say, you know what? Of course I need to eat lunch. But maybe today I'm going to make the ikkar of the bracha. I'm going to put my energy into the bracha. I'm going to sanctify the bracha. That all my eating should lead to the bracha. That's why I'm eating. I heard an amazing story. My brother, Josh, Stam, my brother, usually means Reb Davidol, for those who know him. But when I'm quoting Torah, because my brother Josh knows a lot, but is very quiet about his Torah, my brother gives a lot of shira. My brother Josh once told me that he heard from Rabbi Stephen Przanski the following maisa. Rav Simcha Cohen Cook said about his grandmother, that one time her doctor, when she got older, she wasn't allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. And he found his grandmother crying. The story we told at the beginning of this week, from the Emre Yamas, with his uncle, Rav Lipa Kaminer. So he says to her, what are you crying about? You have a mitzvah not to eat. Listen to what Simcha Cohen Cook's grandmother said to him. He says, you know why I'm crying? She said, since I've been a young girl, I was trained to always eat L'Shem Shemayim. So when I was a little girl, what did that mean to eat L'Shem Shemayim? Whenever I would eat, I would say, I need to have the strength in order to learn Torah. I need to have the strength to help my parents. When I got older and I got married, I need to have the strength for my achila to provide for my husband, to help my husband that he can grow to become a Talmid Chacham. When we had children, I used to eat and I would always say to myself, I'm eating what? In order to be able to raise my children in the way of Torah. My eating was always so that I could use that energy for something else. My eating was never the goal. It was always for something else. She says, now my husband passed away. My children are all grown up. She says, all year round, I eat in order to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And now my doctors tell me I can't fast on Yom Kippur. So then what's my eating all year round? You hear? A woman who ate the entire year in order to be able to differentiate when the day of Yom Kippur comes that today I'm not eating. The rest of the year I'm eating so that I'll be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And now my doctors tell me that I'm not able to. That's kavana nachiyah. I'm not talking about yichudim and having different shemos hakadoshim running through your mind like big tzaddikim. I'm talking about pasha kavana in achila. Why do I eat? What am I doing with my achila? What's the point of my achila? Advice number three. We'll wrap up. Give me 5 more minutes. Advice number three. Don't ever forget this part from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov in the Keser Shem Tov, Kuf Tzadi Dal, is quoted as explaining a pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim. Re'evim gam tzmeim nashim behem tisatah. I'll say it outside. The Baal Shem Tov asks a pasuk question. He says, why is it that at random times we get hungry? What's that about? In Avodah, in Primus, what does that mean? Why do all of a sudden I have this craving for a particular food at a particular time? And the Baal Shem Tov said, Re'evim gam tzmeim, pasuk in Tehillim. When you're hungry, when you're thirsty, nafshom behem tisataf. It's because your nefesh, tisataf literally means is faint, you're hungry, right? I mean, a cynical person would say to the Baal Shem Tov, why am I hungry? Because I'm hungry, right? Baal Shem Tov is like, no, but why really hungry? So Baal Shem Tov said, you know why? Because nafshom behem tisataf, because your soul is wrapped up in that food. Because there's a nitzot kadosh that goes back to Adam Rishon from the original chay, back to the original achila, be'isser, from the ilan. Right? Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Tu B'Shvat, coming up in a few days. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, we're talking the Achilas Eitz Hadas. A person has to understand when you have a taiva for food, Hashem is pulling you towards a holy spark that you have the ability to be talking in that moment. So if you stop for a second and say, wait a minute, I'm about to correct all of the world's history in this moment of Achila, then Gevaldik. But again, if I dive in, if I don't see it, my soul, not my body, nafsham behem tisatav, that my soul is wrapped up in it, then chaval, it's a blown opportunity. And again, that's something also to think about. When we come to eat, these are mitzotos kedoshos that are being sent my way, a particular food at a particular time. The reason I have a craving for it is because Hashem is giving me an opportunity to metaka something that's uniquely connected to my soul and the soul of all mankind, of Adam Harishon. An amazing thing. Baal Shem Tov one time was visited by a certain fellow. This guy was starving. He came to the Baal Shem Tov, and it was a Friday night, and there was a law, and Shalom Aleichem, and Kiddush, and by the time they finally cut the challah, this guy was like ready to explode. And he gobbled up the challah they gave him, and he saw other people at the table. Are you eating that? No, great. He's grabbing everyone's. He took, there was a Rebbe challah that they had put out for the Baal Shem Tov. He took that challah, he didn't care. No busha, mamish, stuffing his face. After that, still hungry. So Baal Shem Tov gave him from the chulin that was put up for the next day. Baal Shem Tov had a minug that once a week he wanted someone to give him mussar. Who's going to give mussar to the Baal Shem Tov? His wife. So he signed his wife every Leil Shabbos to give him mussar. So Friday night he turns to his wife Chana and he says, "Nu, my dear Rebbetzin, so tell me, give me some mussar." She says, "Mussar, I'll give you very pasha mussar. You gave away tomorrow's lunch. You just gave that guy our chulin. Right? What were you thinking? And you saw how he was eating with no concern for anyone else. Just eating and eating and eating and eating." The Baal Shem Tov says, "Yeah, but you know what I realized? I realized that a person who has such a drive to eat, a person who so badly wants to fill himself, he has the potential to fill himself with Kedusha as well. And it's only a matter of time until he channels it towards Ruchnius. So I wanted to show him that just as look as you can fill yourself up in this way, you'll see. He's gonna find himself and he's gonna fill himself up with Ruchnius. V'kachav, at the end of the story goes that he became one of the great chassidim of the Baal Shem Tov. That he became a person who filled himself with Ruchnius. And Rabbo said, this is the last piece of advice I want to give. And that is, and it's really a hemshech of what this Baal Shem Tov is saying here. When you have a taiva to eat, ask yourself, what's it really about? It's a holy spark that I'm being pulled towards. Or maybe what? Maybe it's not about food at all. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a desire because I can channel that same passion I have for Achila and for Taiva Saguf, I can channel that towards Ruchnius. Rabbi David Aaron from Oraita, author of many books, so he has a book called The God-Powered Life. In the introduction he says, you know that feeling when a person, you go over to the fridge, you open the fridge, right? And like you're standing there for like 5 minutes, deciding what to eat, and then you close it, and you like walk away, and then you come back, and you open it again as if like magically something else appeared? He's very funny when I've heard him say this bit over also, but it's in the introduction to that book, The God-Powered Life. So he says, what you're really looking for is in the freezer. Right? No, he says, but what are you really looking for? What's the real pshat? The real pshat is the pasuk in Amos. That people are starving. Starving for what? Not starving for bread, not starving for drink. You're starving for ruchnias. That searching for something to fill yourself. Remember the mice of the Baal Shem Tov. You're starving for Torah, you're starving for tefillah. You're starving for Shabbos, you're starving for Eretz Yisrael. And I want to just be Messiah by showing you very, again, 2 seconds, on page 15. Sichas Harav. Why not? It's our usual slot. Rabbi Nachman said, Anav Amar, Ashrei mi shezochel lechol kama prakim mishnayis. Praiseworthy is a person who zocha every day to eat a few prakim mishnayis. V'lishos achar kach eza kapitlach tehillim. And to drink up a few cups of tehillim. That's what you're really looking for. Turn the page. In the biography of Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, the article biography of Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, in a footnote, Rav Chatzkel said, in the same way people look forward from one delicious meal to the next, I look forward from one tefillah to the next. You know what you're really starving for? You're starving for tefillah. You're starving for Torah. You're starving for tehillim. That's what you're really starving for. On page 17, Rav Chatzkel of Kuzmir, the grandfather of the Divrei Yisrael of Majlis, explained the pasuk of this week's parsha. Vayomer Moshe, ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom. Eat up the man, ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom. Said Rav Yechezkel of Kuzmir, ichlu hayom shetzrichim b'Shabbos kodesh liyos sava mikidushas yom haShabbos. Ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom. Ichlu hayom, eat the day. Don't just eat up on Shabbos. Ichlu hayom, eat up Shabbos. That's what you're really hungry for. That's what you're looking for in the fridge. You're looking for Shabbos, you're looking for Torah, you're looking for tefillah. You're looking for Eretz Yisrael. You're looking for Eretz Yisrael on page 18. When a person says, Ala Michya, and a person says, V'nochal mi priyav v'nisba mituvah, right? So some Rishonim said, you shouldn't say that, because that's not what Eretz Yisrael is about. To eat from the fruit and to be satiated by the fruit, that's not what it's about. So the Beis Yosef says on the left-hand side, he says, you're right, that's not what it's really about. What it's really about is what we say after that. Unvarech aleh b'kedusha v'tar. Meaning, you're right. We say, we want to come to Eretz Yisrael so we can eat. You what? Come to Eretz Yisrael to eat? Some Rishonim take out the gears. No, read the next line. To eat so that we can bless you. Oh, okay, very good. But the Bach says even stronger. The Bach says no. The Bach says when a Jew eats Peros Eretz Yisrael, we should be zochah, maybe to get our hands on some Eretz Yisrael fruit. Of course, that is properly tithed and not a problem of Shemitah. Right? But on Tu B'Shav, we should be zochah to eat Eretz Yisrael dika fruit. Says the Bach on the right hand side, what happens when you eat Eretz Yisrael dika fruit? You're ingesting Eretz Yisrael. That's what you're really hungry for. You're not hungry for an apple. You're hungry to eat Eretz Yisrael. You're hungry to ichlu hayom, to eat up Shabbos. You're hungry to drink a glass of Tehillim. Or to eat up a sandwich of tefillah. Like Rav Chatzko Levitchi said, I'm hungry for tefillah the same way people are hungry for their next meal. And I can tell you from my experience the last 6 months in the hospital, there are people who are literally living from one meal to the next. It was such a musr. I'd come to the hospital, I'd bring a bunch of svarim, not that I learned so much, but I'd bring a bunch of svarim at least. And there are people who literally, their whole day in the hospital revolved around getting from one meal to the next. That was their whole life. I'm not old, you know, nice, non-Jewish people. Their whole day revolved around the chila. Because they were looking for something. And they couldn't find it. And they were sick. And they wanted to take control of their guf. Right? And there's this longing, this constant longing that a person has in ruchnius. It says in Moshe David Vali on page 19, the Talmud of the Ramchal, Lo roiv lelechem lo tzama lamayim. Pasuk in Amos, Perches. A person is not hungry for bread, you're not thirsty for water. What are you really looking for? Shrei bezmana golus v'asitum. When a person's in a period of golus, ein shum ra'av v'tzama mimeima v'lachma shel Torah. Ki ad rabo, lo nischabru svarim kol kach aruchem v'rabim kol bezmana golus. He says, what does it mean? In the golus, people aren't hungry for Torah. There's plenty of Torah. Do you know how much Torah is being published today? So what are we all thirsting for? Kol dichvin yesev v'yoychol at the Pesach Seder. What are we all really searching for? Says the Ramdu, Rav Moshe David Vali, the Talmud of the Ramchal, he says, you know what the problem is? A lot of the Torah that we're learning is also not filling us up. Because it's not the Torah that we're really seeking. The ikkar of what we're seeking, the ikkar of the Mashiach, he says, where it's underlined, El Sheyesh Ben Pitume Milin Harbi Mod. There's a lot of books with a lot of words. Va'emes Shunikra Mamish Devar Hashem, Hinei Ma'at Mize'er B'chol Sefer V'Sefer. What are people hungry for? The Pasuk in Amos. You're not hungry for bread. You're not thirsty for water. What are you dying for? For emistic Dvar Hashem. For a real word of Torah, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what every single one of us is searching for in the fridge, in the freezer, wherever we are. That's what we're really searching for. A bite of ruchnius. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zocher. We'll come to the final source. In the Bishur and Melech, a two-volume work. A beautiful Divrei Torah, Halachos, and Hagos about getting married. So he has in the back by Parshas Akev a beautiful var from the Vayaged Yaakov citing his uncle the Karen Ladav. He says when a person goes to a wedding, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Eruvin, the high alma kibehi gulatam. This world's like a wedding. What happens at a wedding? Who eats the most at a wedding? Who eats the most at a wedding? You know who eats the most at a wedding? The person who's there, because his wife is friends with the Kalan. He doesn't know anyone there. So he stands at the shmork for like, you know, like they're like cleaning up the shmork. He's like, wait, carving station, come back. I need one more. They're like, you had 15 plates. No, I need one more slice of pastrami because I have nothing else to do. I don't know a single person here. And my wife slept me to this wedding. Right? Who eats a little less? Right? The guests who are more connected, who are dancing. Who eats a little less? The parents. Right? Who eats the least at the wedding? The chassid and Kalan. But it's their simcha. Why aren't they eating? Says the Karen LeDavid, the Lezer David Greenwald, he says, now you understand the Gemara in Erevin. This world is like a wedding. The more you're really in tune with what's going on here, the more you're connected to the Simcha, the more you realize that you're the Chassan, right? That you're the center of the universe, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is empowered, the less you're going to eat. The less you feel a need to fill yourself up with Achila Gashmi. Why? Because like Rabbi Nachman said, because you start every morning by drinking a couple cups of Tehillim. And you eat a few prakim of mishnayis, and you daven a few tefillos, that's your sandwich, like Rav Chatzko Levinstein said. And you eat up a little Eretz Yisrael, which you ingest through the fruit, like the Bayis Chodesh, like the Bach said. And a person who understands what it means to really eat, to enjoy from this world, doesn't need to fill himself with taiva of achila and all of gashmius of this world. So Mirtz Hashem, as we come to Tu B'Shvat in a few days from now, we should all be zochet to conquer this midah. Be people who have achieved a healthy sense of what it means to eat, like a Ben Yisrael, like a Ben Melech. And Amir Tzashem, as we do so, Metaki, and all the way back to Chet, Eitz Hadas, and with that we'll see the Gula Shalem of Herb Yamin. Amen.